The following was posted just now in Abuse Culture in the Metanoiac Portal by Mishan Neal. It is a reference to a post by Toyani Cole, who writes, "This is why I seem entitled when I expect reparations and back pay for my work. This is why people think I'm unreasonably hard on white people. When I see white allies check their white friends and family about their racism, stick up for minorities or oppressed groups, or just post something all around humane and reasonable, I bite my tongue. I keep scrolling. I don't thank them. I don't hand them a cookie. I don't send them a card or shine their shoes or dance a little jig. I keep it moving. But the truth, and it's a sad one, you ready? The truth is, the shit warms my fucking heart. Truly. But be not mistaken. This is a symptom of abuse. The fact that my heart is warmed by human decency means that I do not experience human decency. The fact that I have not grown up feeling completely entitled to respect and at best the absence of abuse and humiliation is mortifying. Consider the fact that I am moved by what appears to be one less foot on my neck for a split second of my measly oppressed life as three-quarters a human being. Imagine every white person or straight person or male person who walked past me, punched me in the face. Every single one. And then once every blue moon, someone walks past and doesn't punch me in the face. The relief that I feel at expecting that punch yet not receiving it may translate into an atypical amount of adoration for the person that simply left my ass alone that day. Now imagine that person tells a couple of the people he saw punching me, hey, you shouldn't punch that woman. That isn't right. No one punches you, so you shouldn't punch them, so stop. And although this vigilante savior has punched before and sometimes still does, imagine that I now pay this person $100 for simply not knocking my lights out on that day. By not saying thank you, by not giving my oppressors or people who benefit from my oppression a spotlight or even acknowledging them, I am practicing removing myself from my punching bag role and practicing the feeling of entitlement, because I am 100% entitled to a life free of maltreatment. And even as I type this, I don't feel that truth as deeply as I should. And that's why I ain't baking y'all no cookies. Thank you to Mishan Neal. You can find the Metanoiac Portal at the-metanoiac-portal.mn.co. And I will add a link to this post by Toyani Cole, posted November 11th, 2016 on Facebook and reposted by Mishan this afternoon. Please find more notes about our audio stream by following intuitive.pub/radiotext, where we are endeavoring to make sure links show up and audio episodes and other cool stuff. Thank you for listening to the Intuitive Public Radio.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.